it.
So as well as almost 2 million refugees outside of Syria, there are millions more on the move within the country. And I'm now joined by Jahangir Malik, who's the Director of Islamic Relief in the UK, who's recently returned from northern Syria. Hi, Jahangir.
Hi there, Mark.
Perhaps you could start by just telling us, you know, what you found when you went to visit the camps that are situated in northern Syria.
So I entered into northern Syria. You see a steady stream of people flowing out of Syria with, again, a typical refugee sort of situation. And then once you're once you cross over the borderline and you're inside of Syria, in northern Syria, I've been told and I witnessed a number of camps sprouting up quite haphazardly based on just the need developing over the days. And so we are trying to provide necessary humanitarian assistance to those camps.
What do they have? What do they have at the moment?
Well, at the moment, I mean, those crossing the border, just a couple of bags in their hands and just whatever they can carry, and whatever they've been able to take out in a conflict situation, whatever they've been able to try and flee. And so they turn up at these places and makeshift camps. I must express that it's not a camp like the ones that we've seen at Za'atari in any shape or form. They're makeshift camps in whatever supplies that we can get out there, whatever humanitarian agencies can get in terms of shelter out there. So there's nothing in any kind of orderly manner
are there tents or caravans?
Yeah,
or?
I mean, there's some tents and some you know, bits of plastic sheeting that the locals or those that are operating the humanitarian space in that area are able to get their hands on. I saw some UN camps, tents from Saudi agencies or Gulf agencies and so forth, but there isn't any formal coordination, there isn't any sense of, clusters, there's nothing that what we're used to.
And what do people do to pass the time? I'm thinking about the children in these camps. What do they do?
Well, the heat, when I was there over the weekend, if you think it's hot in the United Kingdom, it was getting up to 40 degrees temperature, and they are fasting. I was traveling around those tents and camps, and I asked people, and they said they are fasting, and they're opening it with just whatever little provisions and supplies that they have. So there's nothing to pass the day. There is no sense of organized humanitarian aid and assistance inside the camps that I visited, because there is no international presence in such areas, and so whatever they can get a hold of, whoever can supply. So at this moment in time, we're providing food packets, food supplies, hygiene kits, but to what extent, it depends on how long that camp's going to be there,